It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, July 24th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Apple has released its third quarter earnings, and they are better than many analysts expected. iPhone sales, nearly 2 million over estimates at 31 million for the quarter. Gartner analyst Carolina Milanese was on the conference call with Apple representatives. How did they sound?
They were saying they were happy.
The company did report a dip in net income, $6.9 billion. That's down nearly $2 billion from the same quarter in 2012. But Milanese says the report proves Apple's fundamentals, for now, remain solid.
They're still a very strong hardware vendor in markets like the PC market and the smartphone market. That you see a lot of vendors in the smartphone market that are really struggling. And at the end of the day, Apple and Samsung are the two brands that are taking the lion's share of that market, especially at the high end.
The big question, says Milanese, is what happens when they run out of buyers for their high-end phones and tablets. There are two sides of the internet. There are mainstream sites like Yahoo, Amazon, and Facebook, and then there are more underground sites like Reddit. But what happens when the underground gets gobbled up by the mainstream? For one thing, it means online pornography gets pushed further to the margins of the web. Example, blogging website Tumblr, heretofore loved by the internet underground, now owned by Yahoo. And Yahoo wants Tumblr to make money. Sam Biddle of the tech gossip website ValleyWag has been following this. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You say Tumblr is pushing pornography into an internet ghetto. What do you mean?
Well, there's always been a lot of porn on Tumblr, and some of the first results on Google will be Tumblr sites. But what Tumblr has been quietly maneuvering into is making these sites very hard to find, maybe impossible to find.
Do you get a sense from your reporting that these pornography websites generated in Tumblr are illegal?
I mean, I would say that there might be maybe some copyright infringement, but it's not the legality that's the issue. It's the unsavoriness, and it's purely because of advertising. Tumblr was purchased by Yahoo for $1 billion, but it doesn't actually make any money of its own. So in order to justify that investment to Yahoo, it's going to have to start putting in sponsored content. As we know, advertisers do not want to be placed right next to porn.
Part of this is about Tumblr using tags, and there's a problem because Tumblr apparently got rid of some tags that don't always relate to porn, right?
Tumblr claims that in order to adhere to the rules and have their mobile app in the iPhone App Store, they need to block hashtags like gay. And yeah, I can imagine that would be offensive to anyone who's gay. You don't want to, the way you self-identify to be considered an offensive term.
How do you see this playing out?
The fact is that Tumblr needs family brands to trust it and to give it money. And if there's porn all over the place, that's not going to happen. And in the end, the money's going to win out, because it always does.
Sam Biddle is at the site ValleyWag. Sam, thank you.
Anytime. Thank you.
We've got a Tumblr site, by the way, all rated G, of course. You can find us at marketplacetech.tumblr.com. We're also on Twitter at Marketplace Tech. You can Facebook us at facebook.com/Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.